We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom line of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Itma, Hamalva es Chaveira la Matbeya v'nifsalo haMatbeya. Which Rashi says means, I bought some Schaira, I bought a bunch of Schaira, a bunch of clothing to sell, and I told the guy I'm going to pay him, I bought on credit, I'm going to pay him a Matbeya, I'm going to pay him money, pay him cash. Rav Aimer, Rav says, when you pay back, you have to pay the coin that's being used at that time now that you're paying up. Because I said, I'm going to pay you back a matbeya. I can't give you a matbeya that was in circulation when I took the schaira. I have to pay with the matbeya that's the one in circulation when I'm paying back. When I bought it, this coins were in circulation, and now it's not. Okay, go bring it to Meishon. They're still using these coins. I can give it to you. So that's the machlokes. Now Rashi speaks out. Top Rashi. Nois lamatveya. It's a b'shas peroy. No kibbol love losses lamatveya. By lamatveya, it's not lamatveya. So Rashi that this Rav that says you have to give dafka the coins that are in circulation right now. V'dafka halveu pagmatia. Aval halveu moyois. If you lent moyois, es shalveu m'sham loy. But if you lent moyos, I borrowed moyos in this case, I borrowed money, I give back the money that I borrowed. And even though it's not in circulation anymore. Zok the bottom Taisvis explains that the Purusha Nira, Zok Taisvis in Pshat Rashi, the Melveyu moyos nami, the Kotzalo Shalom loy moyos, if he made up, I want my tbeya back, you say those words, then I have to give my tbeya that going b'shas the Peroyan. But the thing, the derech is that when I lend money, I don't speak anything out, I mean, pay me back money. But when I take schaira on credit, it could be you saying you pay back schaira. Here you spoke out the word matbeya. It's more common to speak it out. That once you speak out the word matbeya, Rav holds you have to give the matbeya yoytze bayis hashah. So we have here machlokes. When you speak out matbeya, do you have to pay matbeya bayis hashah? Or Shmuel says I give the matbeya that was around b'shas when I took the loan technically when I took the schaira. Amar Nachman, Mistav Milso Shmuel. This is the Urkel Amez Lameshan. Shmuel only said al halacha that go use an emeshon if you go there once in a while. But if you don't go there, not. For example, if I give you Ugandan money, it only works in Uganda, I can't say, oh yeah, go to Uganda. You don't go to Uganda. It's not where you go. It's not one of the places you go. There's no time to go there. It's only a place you go usually. Let's say it'll be like a Israeli money, a shekel. That case, you know, a guy goes there, some people go four times a year. So there, you can tie in already, that makes sense. It has to be something you go there once in a while. That's what it has to be. That's the Mestav Mel Shmuel, the Iste Orchel Mezlani. You have a way to get there, which means you go there once in a while. But if not, then that's not the halacha. Iste Rav Rav Nachman. Rav has a kasha Rav Nachman. I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says, regarding Maisa Sheni. The halacha is, Maisa Sheni, you have tefuah, and you have to bring up the Eretz Yisrael to eat. Now, it's very impractical to bring up all that tefuah to Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah gave you an Eitzah, that you redeem, you switch the money, you switch the payers into money, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and there, you buy food to eat in Yerushalayim. So you have to be, the halacha is, the pasuk says, V'tzarta, It says you have to put it into kesef, into money. So you cannot be mechal on the money that's not in circulation. Okay, it said, which Rashi Wamsha means it's the coin from Bar Kaziva days. Those coins already are over. You can't use them anymore. Oisho alakum rishayin, we're early in malakum. So these coins are not usable anymore. If it's from these days, just it's dumi derishayim that's not being used over here in this medina. The halacha is mechalim in a different medina, even though you don't go to that place here, as long as nafkin medina acheres. It works. It will work. So you see, mechalim. And even though you don't go there, because what's the right you don't go there? Because this money that you're transferring the payers onto money, where are you going with that money? You're going to Yerushalayim. So you're telling me now, it's mashba here, that if I transferred it into Iraqi money or Babylonian money, whatever it is, then it's fine. Because we said only because it's Hisham, yes, and Malachim Hashem is no good. But if it's something that's around these days, even though it's not usable here, it's a currency of a different country, it's fine. Now, am I going to that country? No, I have to go to one place, Yerushalayim. This is the case, I have to go to Yerushalayim. So, here, what's Pshar? Rav Nachman says, Shmuel said only if Derech Hashem. Here's not Derech Hashem. Look at Rashi, Mechalim. V'afakad, lest they oracle lahos of a makam shiyotzim. Shari Yerushalayim tzarech leilech. You gotta go to Yerushalayim, let's see him. V'kashlo Rav Nachman, leave it to Shmuel, domar. Av lest they oracle lahos of a makam shiyotzim. To Kasha, or Rav Nachman, leave it to Shmuel. Zog to Gemara, Amalei, Yach Ma'askinon. K'she'ein Malchiyos, Makpidos, Zu al Zu. That Rav Nachman is going, according to Shmuel, that it's only by cases where the Malchiyos are Makpidos. But if Malchiyos are not Makpidos, then he agrees they don't need a Derech L'Sham. You know why? Because I could use it and give it to people from Meisham. Like, for example, like this. I have Meishon money. So, you're right, I'm not going to Meishon. But since I could, there's people from Meishon around, I give it to them. For example, you go to Shlaim, there's a lot of different people there, there's Chinese, Japanese. I'll get rid of the money, I'll give it to the Japanese guy. But, there are certain times when the kingdom of that place doesn't let you use other people's currency. It's illegal to do business with other people's currency. Then Rav Nachman says Shmuel's halacha that you have to have a derech l'sham. Now let's read it inside. On the hakamah asking she'imak malchiyos makvidas zua zua derech use other currencies. El kiyom Shmuel, when does Shmuel say his halacha that leicha tziv meishon because malchiyos makvidas zua zua? So Frank the Gemara, then if that's the case, the hechim wants to lose. So how do you bring it to meishon? you're not like carry money here. So the Gemara mamkula deit chak. You hide it. You put it into your pocket. Lay bakshi. They don't check. It's not a such situation where they check your pockets for illegal money, but you can't use it either. V'mashkan kapti. If they find you, they're makbis. If you can't use it, like Rashi speaks out in the different masks, lay bakshi. At the end of Rashi, v'lav hoyel ve'en yochel haroisam bekam befahesiel abnei meishon abam kanim roitz lo yikavim. So he can't. Use it because he can't take it out. But avada, he could bring it to meishon because no one's going to check his pockets. So that's the more answer that what we're saying you have to have a way there means in the places where they're makbid. Let's try another kasha. Tosh
Ma. How did the first guy pay him back?
Huh?
How did the first guy pay him back?
What do you mean? The first guy's allowed to use the pay him back with that money because this is usable money somewhere. He can bring it to Meishon, it's fine.
He wasn't allowed to use it in that town to pay him back.
Yeah, but he did. He paid it back. He got it. How did he get it? He's stuck it in his pocket.
In the black market.
Yeah, right. He paid it back with it. Toshma, ein mechalim amoyos shalkan. The law is you cannot use money shalkan, which means of Eretz Yisrael, of Heim Bavel. You can't be mechal money of Eretz Yisrael when you're in Bavel to use for the Maisa Sheni. But shal Bavel vein kan, you can't transfer the payers onto money that's in Bavel money and while you're in Shalayim. Shal Bavel vein Bavel, mechalim. But while you're in Bavel, Vehem in Bavel, then you could be Mechal, the Maisa Sheni, on the Bavel money. K'toni Mias, it says, E Mechal, Ma Moyeshel Kan, Vehem in Bavel. You can't use Eretz Yisrael money in Bavel. Why not? Afikav a Seif for the Mesik, Lassam, you're going to land up there. So why, if he's Shmuel, that we said that you, if you have a Derech there, you could use that money. So why isn't it considered money? L'chayra here, I could use it, and I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So why can't I use Eretz Yisrael money in Bavel? So the Gemara, Chamaya Skinon, Kishvachis Makbid Zuazu, so much the Makbid that they even check you, and therefore you're Mesukun. So you can't use your Shalayim money over here in Bavel, even though you're heading there, because they're going to check you, and therefore it doesn't have dinner money, because here the Makbid, Akadei Kach, they check you. Freit the Gemara, Yochi, Shal Bavel, if then was a help, if we're talking about that the people are so makbid, the country is so makbid, so then what is the help bubble money? I can't bring it to Yerushalayim. So why if it's bubble money and you're bubble, could you transfer it to Chaira? How do you bring it to Eretz Yisrael? How do you bring it to Yerushalayim? And for the Gemara, Chazi Dezavu Behema, you could buy a Behema, Masik Yerushalayim. So you could buy a behema and bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's what the money could be useful. You're not allowed to transfer payrois into behemois. Why not? Because it's tarat kesef yedecha. But once you have the money, I could buy the behemoth and bring the behemoth to Yerushalayim and shecht it. I see Moshe has this question. He remembers the Gemara in Kedushin in the second parak that says, "Ein loichem behema b'mois ma'is hashen." A very good question. That says the Brisa says, "You're not allowed to buy behema with ma'is hashen money in Chutz La'aretz." What's the reason? Two reasons. They said at least one reason is as kichus derech that it'll get weakened on the way, or like the Taisa says, because you might have adarim, adarim might have children, and then this problem with ma'is hashen stuff. But Tug Taisa, that's only if it's Efsher. But here it's the Efsher, so there, then you're allowed to do it. That's Taisa's Tara. Taisa's the Nirvassal, the Zav, and Taisa's the Kasha. The fourth line says, Very Shleimar, the Vishmaitzim, Kimdi, Efsher, Vinyan Achar, Shen Yokla Haza Moyois, Sharlim is Behema, the Kuliyama. Allowed to buy a Behema. Very good Shmak. So in the middle of the Mishnah, the Bryce here, it says that bubble money allowed transfer to Kasha was how to get to Shleim. I, your Shleim, the very Makbid. Tara says, I buy a Behema. Freight the Gemara by Tanya. What's the problem? Vatanya skinu shia moyos yoytzos v'shlaim rekach. Now this kasha vatanya is a new question. It's nothing to do with the cheshbon fi Shmuel. It's not a kasha that it said in the brisa that v'loya shabavel heimen kan, that in Yerushalayim you can't transfer the payros onto money above. If you're wondering like how you're doing the why would you bring payros to Yerushalayim and do the transfer in Yerushalayim? It makes no sense. Terry says, no, Avada, I left the payros in Chutz La'aretz. You don't have to be standing next to your apple when you do the redeeming. It's not my idea of Alma. You don't have to stand next to it. What I could do is, what happened was, he got to Yerushalayim, and he remembered he has Ma'is Hasheni, a whole house of Ma'is Hasheni. And he only had Babylonian money, or he had Yerushalayim money. So it says there that you have to use Yerushalayim money. It's the thing. You take Yerushalayim money, take Shkolim, you say, those payers in my house are transferred on this $1,000, this $1,000 Shkolim, and finish, it's good. So it said in the Brisa that I cannot use Bavel money here in Yerushalayim. He said, why not? Because it's not in circulation. It has to be money that's in circulation. Freight the Gemara on that halacha on the Brisa Akasha. The how do you say, but loy asha bavel vein kain, you can't use bavel money here. By telling the Rabbi says, "Kinu shi amoy tzoyis b'shalayim rekach," they were sakin in Yerushalayim that you can use any money. And Tosfos the Ramasal Shiyu says the pshat from a sechta shkolim. The pshat is that kinu shim shkolim shi reveal shalayim b'cholam kaimus, because everyone came all over the place bringing the shkolim. They brought money from all over the place. We were sakin use all money in Yerushalayim. So what's going on in China? Brisa, Lachar, you could use all money in Yerushalayim. And for the Gemara, I'm saying, like, Kasha, Kam is man, she had to try to keep out Umas Olam, Kam is man, she had to Umas Olam to keep out Atzman. Different ways of learning Mara's Teretz. We'll speak at some of them. Mara's Teretz is, that depends. When Klai Yisrael is in charge, so they could say that we could use any coins. But when the Romans were in control of Yerushalayim, they said, no, you're only using Roman money. That's it, nothing else. So they're ready. You can't use that money because it's not in circulation. And they're not in control to make it into takanas because the Umas Ha'el Ma'ar Takifa. That's one pshat in Gemara's Teretz. The Ravid learns, Teretz Gemara is, no, different Mahalach. That when the Yad Umas Takifa or Yishlayim, not so many people are regal. So there wasn't so much different currency or different people coming here. Then you can't use all the currency. It's not usable. There aren't any Armenians over here. There's whatever. There's no other people. There's no people here. Therefore, you can't use that money. But when the Gans Klai Yisrael came from all over the place, so then you can use all the money. And that's how he learns the Pshat. But Al-Kabonim, either way, that's the Pshat Nagamara to answer that kasha. Torah Rabban Reza Matveya Yerushalayim. What does Matveya from Yerushalayim look like? You know what it looks like? David Ushlaim Tzarechad, it's written David Ushlaim on one side, Yerushalayim Yerakaris Tzarechad, it says Yerushalayim Yerakaris on the other side. Rashi says, Kosuv Tzarechad, don't get confused and think there's a picture of David and Ushlaim on one side of Yerushalayim. No. Because you're not allowed, you know why? Because like Tosfos speaks, you're not allowed to make pictures of an Adam. It's a big shayla, make a tzuras of Adam. So you can't do that. It means you wrote David and Ushlaim on one side and Yerushalayim Yerakaris on the other side. It says Zakon is Ken on one side, which is Avram and Sarah, which is Yitzchak and Rivka. That's what it says on the other side. So it says Avram and Sarah on one side, and Yitzchak and Rivka on the other side. They had a coin that was minted in Avram Avinu's days, and Rashi brings, Tosfos brings that from the Medrash. That says, like, God lo shemecha, shiyotzle munitim ba'olam. You're going to have your own coin. That was part of the bracha, because Baruch gave Aram Vino. God lo shemecha, they had their own coin. He had his own coin minted in his days. Boy, mine, Rava, Murav, Chista. Okay, very good. So we got it clear? Good. Gevaldik. Should we stop over here? I think we're going to stop over here. 5-6 lines from the bottom. We have a work cut out for us tomorrow. Okay. Tigers in.